Ron, one of the key points of your message the past 2 days has been how fear competes with faith. What practical steps can you give us that will help us remain faithful and fearless as we walk with God?
You know, Brian, the Bible tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. He also tells us that perfect love casts out fear. So I believe the place to start, and it almost sounds too easy, even though it isn't, the place to start is with the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second practical step is to remember his love for us. Now, those two things are easier said than done, but when we meditate on God's word and begin to listen to and repeat his truths over and over again, they eventually become a lifestyle in which our faith is perfected. Fear is nothing more than an illusion, because we serve a God who has overcome any source of fear we can ever face. So when we choose to love God and make him our first priority, it drives away fear and increases our faith. Like Peter, who fell into the sea the moment he took his eyes off Jesus, we may drown in our own fears and doubts if we put our love and our trust in anything or anyone other than him. But when our love and trust is in Jesus, we can walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We can even walk on water.